Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. It's October 4th, which means we're in Genesis chapter 4 in the Message, and this is what it says. Adam slept with Adam slept with Eve, his wife. She conceived and had Cain. She said, I've gotten a man with God's help. Then she had another baby, Abel. Abel was a herdsman and Cain a farmer. Time passed. Cain brought an offering to God from the produce of his farm. Abel also brought an offering, but from the firstborn animals of his herd, choice cuts of meat. God liked Abel and his offering, but Cain and his offering didn't get his approval. Cain lost his temper and went into a sulk. God spoke to Cain, why this tantrum? Why the sulking? If you do well, won't you be accepted? And if you don't do well, sin is lying in wait for you, ready to pounce. It's out to get you. You've got to master it. Cain had words with his brother. They were out in the field. Cain came at Abel, his brother, and killed him. God said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, how should I know? Am I his babysitter? God said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is calling to me from the ground. From now on, you'll get nothing but curses from this ground. You'll be driven from this ground that has opened its arms to receive the blood of your murdered brother. You'll farm this ground, but it will no longer give you its best. You'll be a homeless wanderer on earth. Cain said to God, my punishment is too much. I can't take it. You've thrown me off the land and I can never again face you. I'm a homeless wanderer on earth and whoever finds me will kill me. God told him, no, anyone who kills Cain will pay for it seven times over. God put a mark on Cain to protect him so that no one who met him would kill him. Cain left the presence of God and lived in no man's land east of Eden. Cain slept with his wife. She conceived and had Enoch. He then built a city and named it after his son Enoch. Enoch had Irad. Irad had Mahujael. Mahujael had Methushael. Methushael had Lamech. Lamech married two wives, Adah and Zillah. Adah gave birth to Jabal, the ancestor of all who live in tents and herd cattle. His brother's name was Jubal, the ancestor of all who play the lyre and flute. Zillah gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who worked at the forge making bronze and iron tools. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naama. Lamech had said to his wife, Adah and Zillah, listen to me. You wives of Lamech, hear me out. I killed a man for wounding me, a young man who attacked me. If Cain is avenged seven times, for Lamech, it's 77. Adam slept with his wife again. She had a son whom she named Seth. She said, God has given me another child in place of Abel, whom Cain killed. And then Seth had a son whom he named Enosh. That's when men and women began praying and worshiping in the name of God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray that we would also do that, that we would pray and worship in the name of you. Thank you for this cautionary tale, Lord, of what hatred does. And we see that Jesus in the New Testament in the Sermon on the Mount, when you say, if you hate someone, it's the same as murdering them in God's eyes. It's the same kind of sin. And because hatred leads to all sorts of terrible things. And so, Lord, I lift up those who are battling bitterness and hatred in their hearts towards someone. And I pray that as we think about all of the things that you've forgiven us for, that we would realize that we can, through the power of your Spirit, not in our own strength, we can forgive those who have harmed us. And we don't need to carry around the bitterness and the hatred anymore. In fact, you have set us free from that. Lord, I pray for my friend who's holding it, and I pray that you would help them open their hands right now and release that pain, that bitterness, that relationship now to you. Lord, we thank you that there is, as I prayed yesterday, there is a remedy to sin. There is a way to find our way back to Eden, so to speak, and it's through the blood of you, Jesus Christ. And so I'm so thankful for that. And Lord, I just want to pray for where we live right now. We live with stress and worry and fatigue, and many of us are battling depression and anxiety and panic. And so, Lord, in the midst of this crazy world that we live in, would you deliver us? Would you be near us? Would you speak life over us? Help us to hear your voice, to discern what it means to hear your voice. We need that encouragement today. I pray that you would speak to my friends in their dreams, encouraging thoughts, encouraging words, beautiful stories in our dreams, that we could remember that you are God and we are not, that you hold the world in your hands, that you clothe the lilies of the valley. Will you not much more clothe us of little faith? Would you increase our faith today to believe you for bigger things, to believe you for life and hope and godliness? Lord, would you deliver us from the sin that so easily entangles us, and help us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Lord, many of us are stumbling in that race right now. Our bones are out of joint. We've got shin splints. I know I do. Lord, would you help us to run that race with endurance? Help us to persevere under trial, because there's going to be an amazing crown of glory when we do things like that. And so, Lord, we praise you for that. And when we see you face to face, we're just going to throw those crowns at your feet as our offering of worship. Lord, help us to live eschatologically today in light of eternity, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I'm thankful for you. Hey, that book, Pray Every Day, is still out if you're interested in learning about most of the prayers of the whole Bible. And I would just love for you to get a copy of that. You can get it wherever books are sold. And again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You are a huge blessing to me.